That's Sandy Patty, and taking us now to the bottom of the hour in the official start of the Gospel Music Buffet, Phillips, Craig, and Dean. How deep the Father's love for us.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns His face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished.
This music just calms me and just feeds my soul when I get on the air. If I've had a few rough days or whatever, you know, going on, it just blesses my heart. I hope it does the same for you and gives you a blessing, and I hope the show will uplift you if you need to be uplifted, will comfort you if you need to be comforted, and just whatever your need, I hope God sees fit to use the music to do that for you today. And I want to do a couple quick shout-outs before I start with the show and the Lord's Prayer with Phil Driscoll, as I always open up the show with that. And I want to do a shout-out to Kathy Parker, listening down in Brighton, Tennessee, and her feline children, Willie and Waylon. And Judy Merritt's listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. God bless you both. Thank you so much for tuning in. Suzanne and Roddy Boston are driving back from seeing some of their dearest friends, and they just blessed my heart. She said, already listening to the auto DJ, so we won't miss it. Oh, my goodness. That just went all over me. God bless you both, and safe travels the rest of the way home. And they're listening. And let's see, Stephanie Preston is listening down in Clinton, Mississippi. Stephanie, I've thought about you and prayed that terrible weather for Mississippi, that Alabama, that they were receiving earlier this week, wouldn't hit you. I know Kathy Parker got one of my favorite words, copious amounts of rainfall. She said she woke up with lakefront property. Of course, didn't go to sleep with lakefront property, but that's a great attitude for her to have. And I hope you didn't get any significant damage down there in Clinton, Mississippi, and I hope you and Mama are okay. Kicking off the show now with the Lord's Prayer by Phil Driscoll.
Thank you.
Bill Driscoll with the Lord's Prayer. Amen. Let's get this show on the road. Here's Ivan Parker. When I Get Carried Away. When I Get Carried Away. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. Hide Thou Me. that one gets all over me. The Gaither Vocal Band. Here are the Booth Brothers.
Settled in my soul. When everywhere I turn the storm is raging, into the Savior's loving arms I go.
In the shelter, the Booth Brothers. Here are the Ball Brothers, and Jesus cares for me.
Jesus cares for me. It seems too good to be. Cares for me. I was all alone, without a trace of hope. Cares for me.
seen.
I never seen.
The day my life would be made new. Within my broken heart.
Relieved, Jesus cares for me. A simple message, but so poignant. Here's J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. It's called Keep Me.
Close to
prettiest songs that J.D. Sumner and Stamps ever did, called Keep Me. Here's the Happy Goodmans and Stand By Me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When this world is tossing me like a little ship upon the sea, he who rules when and waters is standing by me. Now when I'm growing old and feeble, stand by.
Goodness, that was powerful. The Happy Goodmans and Stand By Me. Kathy, I love the Happy Goodmans too. You are most welcome. Here's Greater Vision. I will take care of you.
In a busy world among the crowd, the kind that makes you feel so small. Surrounded by so many needs, you ask, how can God meet them all? As he sits atop the universe, wonder if he hears your plea. Then he whispers to that longing in your heart, you can trust in me. I've fed thousands in the wilderness, 40 years each day the manna fed. Then when 5 loaves and just 2 fish were blessed, I served 5,000 people on the hill. I'm your wonder-working Father, and providing is the thing I love to do. The most precious possession that I have, I will take care of you.
When I think about his faithfulness, it's hard to find the words to say, to express my love and gratitude to him for what he does each day. I've never had a need that he has failed to meet when I have called. And on those days of doubt, he says, my child, I'll always meet them all.
I've fed thousands in the wilderness,
possession that I have, I will take care of it. I'll take care of it.
That's his promise, isn't it? I will take care of you. Greater vision. It's 8:02. Here's Brian Free and Assurance Beyond Amazed.
God's mercy and forgiveness, but I'm always left astonished and surprised. He refuses to conform to what I would do and not do. I'm reminded that his ways are not like mine. He could move the mountains and leave me speechless. Every day I'm overwhelmed by the God he is. He went beyond the throne of heaven, beyond what hell expected, so he could take my cross. That's what love would cost. He knew I needed saving, so he was right there waiting to wrap me up in grace. I stand here beyond amazed. I stand here beyond. Blessing and the freedom that I find. And I stand here as a witness to his goodness and his greatness, though it's way beyond my power to describe. He is always faithful, and he leaves me speechless. Though I never understand, I still be.
Wrap me up in grace. I stand here beyond amazed. Brian Free and Assurance. I still stand here beyond amazed. It's unbelievable. Next Sunday, of course, is Palm Sunday, and the week after that is Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, and every year it just I tell you, the years just go by so fast anymore. It just seemed like last month we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, does it not? Here's one I haven't played in a long, long time. I absolutely love this song, but every time I play it, it chokes me up and I get teared up. But I'm going to play it, and hopefully somebody that needs that out there today will get a blessing. It's the Kingsmen and the Apple Tree Song.
Now I'm coming. A minister had just closed a revival in a huge Midwestern city. He stepped on the train on his way home and found himself seated beside a young man. For nothing better to do, he turned to the young fellow and tried to start up a conversation with him about the weather or just things in general. He noticed he didn't receive an answer, and he turned to the young man and saw the tears streaming down his cheeks. He told him then, "Son, I'm a preacher. I'm a minister. I'll be glad to help you any way I can." The young man, through his tears, proceeded to tell this story. He said, "Preacher, 2 years ago I got some mean at home that my mom and dad couldn't do anything with me. Well, one day I even went so far as to strike my father with my fist. He told me then, 'Son, we're going to have to ask you to leave home. We can't do anything with you while you're breaking your mama's heart.' Preacher, I wandered all over this country for the past 2 years. And then about 3 weeks ago, I gave my heart and life to Jesus. And I wrote my mom and dad a letter. I told them I'd be on this train. I told them I was coming home." The preacher told him, "Son, that's all well and good, but how do you know you're going to be welcome? How do you know everything's going to be all right at home?" The young man said, "Preacher, we've lived beside these old railroad tracks all of my life in a little old white house. And out behind the house is a great big old apple tree. I told my mom and dad in the letter, if I was welcome home, if everything was all right, just have dad go out back and hang a white rag right in the top of that old apple tree. And I could see it from the train, and I'd know then that everything was all right. Preacher, we're almost home. We're almost home. Would you look out the window and tell me what you see? I want to go home so bad, and I'm afraid that white rag won't be in the top of that apple tree." The preacher dusted the window of the train and looked out. Then he had a great big grin on his face. He said, "Son, son, why, you don't have a thing in the world to worry about. That old apple tree's in full blossom. Why, there's white rags hanging all over it from one end to the other. That's all I can see is white rags. And out under the apple tree, I see that gray-haired old mom and dad of yours standing there waving a big white bed sheet saying, 'Come on home, son. Come on home.' And you know, that's just like God. No matter how mean we've been, no matter how wicked we've been, no matter what we've done in and with our lives, all we have to do is say, 'Jesus, help me. Jesus, take away my sin.' And he'll welcome each and every one of us home."
Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home.
Well, every time I play that song, I tell myself, "Frank, you're not gonna let those eyes sweat this time, are you?" And I don't have any control. It gets me before it's over. Are the Kingsmen? I mean, the Cathedral.
There is not a mother, sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus. He proved his love for me when he died on Calvary. He gave his life for fallen man.
His love
is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me.
His love
is an endless
Boundless love. Here's Gold City. It's still the cross.
It's not conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or the judgment of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message, whether we believe, it's still the cross.
It's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still the name.
Justify sweet subtle lies that are wrapped in noble deeds. We can alter our convictions to adapt to social whims, but we cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within. It's still the cross.
It's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still the name.
Beautiful, the words just, when I was working on the show and listened to that song all the way through, I started on the show yesterday, and I'm glad I did. My daughter came up today and cut my hair and made that hour-long trip up here to Liberty to do that, and I'm blessed to have two wonderful children, and she is a phenomenal stylist, and we went out on the deck, and she cut it outside and took a bunch off. It looks like a gray-haired sheep was shorn, whatever you say was sheared, on my deck. And I have very little hair left now, which is a good thing for me, you know. The older you get and the less hair you have, the shorter you keep it, the better it looks, you know, I think. But in these COVID times especially. But I started working on the show yesterday, not knowing, but God knew that she was going to come up today. God just kind of moved her and said, go up there and cut the old man's hair today. And she did. Her schedule's been so full, and I didn't want to put any pressure on her. But thank God she took pity on the old guy, came up today, and I feel so much better. And got a couple of doctor's appointments this week. They're biggies for me, and I hope to get some answers to some things. But in the meantime, I'm just putting everything in God's hands, and He's done a good job so far in all these decades I've been alive, and I just need to keep remembering He's going to keep on doing a good job. Here's Triumphant Quartet. Somebody died for me.
Was a troubled kid in and out of jail. When his daddy said, this is the last time I'll pay bail. So he enlisted in the army and they sent him to Iraq. He was a different man when he came back. said the army must have whipped you into shape. But he said that's not the reason that I've changed. Somebody died for me before I even asked for help. Gave his life for me when I couldn't save myself. I cannot live the way I live, be the way I was. Every day's a gift to me because somebody died for me. They fold the flag and attach a silver star as the grieving mother leans against his arm. Then he stands before the family and does his best to tell how he survived the night his best friend fell. No one who surprised he died that way. He always lived for Jesus. Oh, he used to always say, somebody died for me before I even asked for help. Gave his life for me when I couldn't save myself. I cannot live the way I
is a gift for me because somebody died for me. Amen to that. The Triumphant Quartet. Here's Legacy 5. I Found Grace.
Well, I found grace at the foot of a rugged cross on Calvary.
I found grace
with the awesome power to set the captive free. Amazing grace to meet my need.
Well, I found
grace at the foot of a rugged cross on Calvary.
I found grace
with the awesome power to set the captive free.
I found grace,
sustaining grace,
so much grace,
redeeming grace.
I found grace,
fulfilling His loving, His loving grace.
Yes, I found
grace, amazing grace to meet my need.
Wisdom could be found. I sought for meaning in the words of great men. All the words just let me down. Not seeking justice for the things that I'd done. My soul needed mercy and I found it in God's Son.
Grace at the foot of the rugged cross on Calvary.
I found grace.
useless dream you're chasing. You'll find no peace until you seek his face.
Amen.
The answer's right before you.
Glad you did. Legacy 5. Yeah, I found grace. Hey, I've been posting this one on my Facebook page, the next one I'm getting ready to play, and I just love this young man. I love his ministry, and he's just one outstanding young Christian man. Well, he's young to me. He's about my son's age, and right in between my son and my daughter. And I've just grown to love his music. My my cousin Vicky Kidd down in McCreary County introduced me to his music about 5 years ago when I was preparing to do a gospel hour on Sunday, and I wasn't familiar with it at that time. And I just thank her so much for doing that, because his music has just blessed my heart so many times. Here's his latest release. It's called "Just as I Am," and the message in the song is, God's going to take you just the way you are right now. Don't wait to get all cleaned up. Don't wait to, you know, give up all your bad habits. You're going to give them up. You're going to give them up. Whatever's been plaguing you, whatever's been dragging you down throughout your life, just give it over to God. Give it over to God, and he will handle that. Listen to the words of this song by Jason Crabb. It's called "Just As I Am."
What it means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lose? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open. Just as I am, in the good, in the bad, you still understand, and you never stop loving me. Just as I am, with the heart of the Father, and grace like no other, you never stop loving me. Just as I am.
You've been patient with my wondering, always knowing what I need. With a gentle hand, you show me where to go. No, there hasn't been a moment you were calling out to me. I heard your voice and now I'm coming home.
Just as I am, in the good and the bad, you still understand that you never stop loving me. Just as I am, with the heart of the Father, and grace like no other, oh, you never stop loving me. Oh, just as I am.
I just want to say thank you.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you.
Jason Crabbin, Just As I Am. Here are the Hoppers. It's called Hope.
The hope that is within us, erupting from the sand, is clear and pure refreshment in dry. Circumstances can stop that eager flow of hope that springs eternal. This joy that floods my soul. Oh, Jesus, blessed Jesus, my wellspring in the Jesus, my strong and saving hand. Oh, Jesus, blessed Jesus, my anchor, tether, rope, the voice that stills all rages, shouting, whispering, oh.
It's a hope that sometimes whispers, a hope that sometimes shouts. Sometimes hope's mighty gale will part the sea of doubt. Hope calms the raging fevers, commands the storm to pain. Hope turns life's threatening tale.
Here's Jeff and Sherry Easton. I don't have a prayer without you.
Your amazing grace.
somehow always seen me through, through my darkest days. 'Cause I don't have a prayer without you, I don't have a chance without you. Lord, I need you here tonight. Won't you please hold me tight? To old memories, but I know that you've forgiven me. You gave your life at Calvary just to set me free. I don't have a prayer without you. I don't have a chance without you.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, I don't have a prayer without you. Let's pause for just a second and pray this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day you gave us. Father, we thank you for this wonderful technology that we have that presents us with the ability to fellowship together, Lord. Father, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for his blood and for the sacrifice on the cross for all of our sins. Lord, we thank you for your unconditional love for us. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this time of fellowship and worship through all these wonderful gospel songs. Lord, please bless each one who listened tonight. Father, tonight we ask for a special touch of healing and strength for Carol Dancy. She is a precious relative and near to the heart of Judy Merritt. Lord, her kidneys are shutting down as she so valiantly has fought the demon cancer, Father. Her life now is totally in your hands. Please, Lord, give comfort and peace to those who know and those who love her. Father, please touch each one that needs healing, peace, comfort, and provide the continued reassurance during this extraordinary, uncertain time in which we're living, Father. Lord, I continue to ask for strength and healing. So many on my prayer list with COVID-19 and cancer and heart problems and other issues. Father, wrap your arms around all of them and let them feel your presence, Lord. Give them the kind of peace and comfort that only you can provide. Lord, bless and protect our healthcare workers who are on the front line fighting this COVID virus. Protect all our first responders. Bless and protect those serving in the armed forces around the world. Lord, all these things we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Sunday sooner than you think.
such a great message in that song by the Martins, The Promise. And I thank my friend down in Somerset, Kentucky, Jane Whitus, who made me aware of that song maybe last year or 2 years ago. I can't remember. But it was she said, "Frank, do you have the Martins, The Promise?" And I had a lot of other songs by them, but I didn't have that one. And she had told me about it. I listened to it, and I thought, "Oh, I've got to download that one." And I did immediately, and it's been in the rotation since. And of course, I don't play it every week, but I thought, you know, that's just a beautiful song. We need to remember the promise and the hope that God has laid out there for us. And going to go out tonight with an Elvis Presley song that I used to go out with quite a bit. And of course, every song by Elvis makes me think of our friend Sue Pointer, who has made that transition into heaven now. We paid tribute to her last Sunday, our whole show, and we're all going to miss her. It's like somebody missing. There's a missing seat in church, or there's a missing seat in the auditorium, because Sue has always been there for any of my shows, and no matter what format I did, she would listen. And such a precious lady. And I'll be going out with a song by Elvis here very shortly. But please remember me in prayer this week. I don't usually ask for a lot of prayer. I've got a dermatology appointment. I've had a swallowing thing going on for a while. I can swallow just fine as long as I swallow itty-bitty pieces of something. If I try to take a manly-sized bite of something, forget about it, you know. And it'll get caught in my throat, and it's not very pretty once that happens, you know. So I want to get that resolved. So they're probably going to have to do an endoscopy on me, which I've been putting off for a long time. I don't think it's cancer for this reason. That started about 2 years ago. And being the procrastinator that I am, I don't like to go to the doctor. I don't like being probed and poked and everything. After being for a year in the hospital almost, 10 months, 11 months almost, I got all the prodding and poking I thought to last me, you know, my whole life. But it's part of living. If one wants to stay alive, one needs to address these things. My brother's just the exact opposite. He hits things head on, and I admire him, respect him, and love him so much for that. And he said, "Frank, just take care of it," you know. So throw up a prayer for me this week for that, I get good results, and that the doctor can setting me up for an endoscopy and you know, possibly do that esophageal stretch or whatever they do to get me back on to where I can eat a steak again and take man-sized bites. Don't have to take baby bites. And but at least I got to praise God that I can still swallow, but I just have to be careful how much I'm swallowing. So, and then the dermatologist I haven't been for too long, probably 4 or 5 years, and being the sun worshiper that I've been all my life, I'm paying a price for it now in my older age. I've always had a swimming pool and been outside swimming in the summertime, except living up here. If you put a swimming pool in here, forget about it, because you're going to go out there and have all kinds of critters partaking of your pool. You know, you're liable to find anything in there. So we obviously don't have one up here, but it's always an exercise that I've been able to indulge in. I feel like my old self, where I've got two good legs, and you know, instead of just one good leg, once I get in the pool, I don't need crutches or any assistance. You know, I get around that one good leg. So it's always been a great form of exercise for me. But you know, being a, you know, a little bit dark complected, and well, I used to be. I never worried about it, you know, and I thought I didn't need sunscreen, you know, so I didn't wear sunscreen. I'm paying a price for it now. So just to keep those a couple things in your prayers, set up a couple prayers for the old guy this week, and I really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Hope you got a blessing from the show. I love doing it, and if you got a blessing, give God all the credit, give God all the glory, because he's the one who leads, guides, and directs me on this show. I know that sounds like a cliche, but folks, that's the way it is. Going out tonight with Elvis Presley and an evening prayer, and I love the words in this song. God bless each and every one of you. Have a super Sunday, what's left, and a wonderful week coming up.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I have walked in my unwillful way, dear Lord, forgive the sins I have confessed to thee, forgive my secret sins I do not see. Oh God,